Zadani 2, page 5. Speaker 1.
Once I had to organize a meal for a special family event. We had a lot of guests, around 100. So when I spoke to caterers and private chefs, I was rather shocked by the quotes. I decided to try to save some money and prepare the food myself. After all, I enjoy cooking, and my husband always tells me how good my food is. What could possibly go wrong? Well, quite a lot, actually. You see, I attempted to try to prepare something impressive. Unfortunately, I made a crucial mistake with my shellfish dish, and as a result, I gave all my guests mild food poisoning. Although I had saved myself some money, I ended up paying for it after all. Suffice to say, I learnt my lesson and have used professionals ever since.
Speaker 2.
Food delivery apps are great, aren't they? You can find so many things on them, and they often have deals too, so you can make great savings. Even so, sometimes things can go wrong. A few weeks ago, I decided to try a new takeaway restaurant via the app and ordered myself some Chinese food, a portion of rice, some noodles, and a wonton soup. I expected it to take around half an hour, but after 20 minutes, I got a text message on the app saying that the food would be delayed. Another 10 minutes later, the takeaway called me and asked me to confirm my order. This left me somewhat concerned, and rightly so. When the driver finally turned up, one of the items from my order was missing.
Speaker 3.
Last year, a friend of mine recommended a restaurant. I think she knew the chef, so I figured I'd give it a try and treat myself. When I got to the restaurant, it seemed lovely. It had excellent decor and was in a nice part of town. However, after I sat at my table and ordered my food, I started to have my doubts. The waiters didn't seem to know much about the food and struggled to answer basic questions, and guests at other tables seemed unimpressed with their meals. I found myself waiting for an hour for my first course, and had to wait ages for the main course too. When it finally arrived, it was cold. Shocking, really, and I suppose I should have returned it to the kitchen. By that time, though, I was so hungry that I just ate it anyway.
Speaker 4.
Last night, I got home really late from work and didn't fancy attempting cooking. So I decided to order myself a takeaway and have some food delivered. I picked up the menu from my favorite pizzeria, chose a pizza, and called them up and ordered. The lady told me it would be 40 minutes, so when no one turned up, I called them. Believe it or not, the driver got lost and returned my pizza to the restaurant. They had to cook the pizza again and send it with a different driver. When the food finally arrived, it wasn't even my pizza. My order got mixed up with someone else's. Luckily, third time's a charm, and I got the correct pizza, and what's more, they gave it to me for free.
Speaker 5.
For my grandmother's birthday, we decided to hold a big party at home and use a catering company with a reputation for good chefs. They came well recommended from friends, and their menu seemed absolutely amazing. They specialized in really tasty, simple stuff that was very well done, but not expensive at all. It was very convenient. They prepare everything at their restaurant and send it to you pre-wrapped. We ordered a bunch of mixed platters and some hot dishes. All our guests loved them. But I noticed that one of the chicken dishes wasn't cooked properly. Since I didn't want to risk giving anyone food poisoning, I just left it in my kitchen. To be fair, I didn't mind because we'd ordered too much anyway. The caterers were very embarrassed though and gave me a nice discount. I definitely use them again.